NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Back here on Carpenter and Rothman. No Anthony Rothman, no Bobby Carpenter. Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall filling in for the boys for the remainder of the week. We now open up the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline to the guy who just introduced him right there, ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam, we get to talk to you like once a year, and so it's really exciting for us to get to do this. What's going on, man? It's good to talk to you.
Brandon, Tim, happy new year, you guys.
Exactly.
Happy New Year, Adam. It's been a great year, hasn't it?
Exactly. Happy and New Year's Eve to you as well, so we can get through this year, Adam. So, I mean, honestly, though, we'll start off with the coronavirus and this, Adam. We know everything is up in the air for just about every single sport right now with COVID-19. I know that Dr. Fauci was talking yesterday, said it's basically impossible to tell if the season is going to happen right now. But just from your perspective and the people that you've been talking to, Adam, around the league, is there a sense of optimism that the season is going to be played right now, or, you know, what's kind of being discussed amongst the decision makers around the league?
Yeah, I think it depends on who you talk to, right? I've spoken to some people high up who believe firmly that there will be football this year. I've spoken to other teams, general manager types, and they are concerned, shall we say. They hope that there is. We all hope that there is, but we cannot say for sure. Look, there's a golf tournament in Connecticut this weekend, supposed to be the Travelers Championship, and already we've seen two or three golfers pull out this morning due to COVID. You know, Champ, the golfer, Brooks Koepka pulled out with his caddy having COVID.
Yep, Graham McDowell as well.
And Graham McDowell as well. So, again, when you start seeing that, you worry. And the NBA is going to Orlando. Florida's spiking. It's in Florida, you know, the epicenter of COVID cases. So, I mean, is the NBA going to get through the whole season in Orlando? I hope so. I love the NBA. I love watching it. And so, you know, we'll just see.
Yeah, and that's, I think, all.
I just got a text from somebody as we're talking right now. I think that Connecticut is blocking people from flying into the airport or something like that, because one of my bosses just joked me that Mort just got blocked out of Connecticut. So something just happened. I don't know what happened here. But
I think I read something, Schefty, that said, you know, if you're traveling in from a high coronavirus area, then you will either get blocked or immediately have to self-isolate for 14 days upon arrival into the state. So it's an unprecedented time, something unlike that we have seen before. But I will just say, you know, moving on to the football side of it, Adam, biggest news of the week, at least in the off-season realm, has been Jet safety Jamal Adams. His attempt to wrangle himself up out of New York. We know he's under contract for another year. The team obviously has an option for next year. Any update on that front? If the Jets are willing to try to move him, and if so, what teams do you think are going to be interested in Jamal?
Well, first of all, you have to understand something, right? This is a one-way street right now, where Jamal Adams is the one that keeps making all the noise about wanting to be traded. And so the Jets haven't said anything that they'll oblige him, and they're taking the stance they should. And it's late June. The NFL is in what should be its quietest period. And so it's a situation where he could want to trade, and we've seen players increasingly get more and more power and do what they want and force their ways out of certain situations with certain teams. But the fact of the matter is the Jets have him under contract this year, and they could pick up his fifth-year option next year, and then they could franchise him for two or three years if they wanted. And so I understand that Jamal Adams wants to be traded and is convinced he's going to be traded and all this, but the Jets aren't just going to give away one of the best players in football who's in his rookie contract. That's not happening. And so, again, we'll see how it plays out. He can make their life difficult, but ultimately they have the leverage here. So I think that we have to keep that in mind as we talk about any potential trade for Jamal Adams that, to my knowledge, isn't even close to happening right now.
Adam Schefter is with us. And, Adam, one of the stories that I find fascinating right now, and listeners of the station know that I myself grew up a Washington Redskins fan. I love that team. And the last month has has made me sit back and analyze that and the team name and everything. And I saw your very last tweet was about how they're removing George Preston Marshall's name from the Ring of Fame. They saw him take the monument down. But this year is teaching us things, you know, even though we maybe should have learned these lessons long ago. But are you hearing anything? I'm seeing all over the internet stories are popping up about how groups are forming again to go after that name. What are you hearing? Is this something where the NFL could step in?
Well, I've never heard that at all. And through all the discussions of the Redskins name, the Washington name, I've never heard the NFL getting involved in it. I think it's a team decision. Dan Snyder owns that team. It's a Dan Snyder decision. It's not Roger Goodell. It's not the NFL. It's Dan Snyder. It's all on him. If he wants to do it, he will do it. If he doesn't, he won't. And so far, to date, he hasn't. Now, again, we're living in an enlightened period, and people, I think, are more aware and smarter and more responsible. You'd like to think that he would consider the feelings of so many people who are disappointed about that, but so far there's been no indication that's the case.
Adam, switching gears to a player that plays for them. I was actually having this debate with my son. Not really a debate. We were trying to come up with the list here. Everyone loves a good Pro Football Reference dive into some team leaders. And Brandon and EBC, jump in if Adam can't get him. But the player I was going to ask you about is Adrian Peterson. He's fifth all-time right now in rushing. Can you name the four guys ahead of him, the all-time leading rushers ahead?
Emmitt Smith.
That's one.
Yeah. Frank Gore.
He's third all time. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you. LaDainian Tomlinson.
LaDainian is seven. You want me to give you the other two?
My guy Walter Payton's got to be on there.
Sweetness.
Yep. And then one more. Let me guess. I'm missing one name. Well, it's not Barry Sanders, right?
Yep. Barry, can you believe it? With his few of years that he played, I mean, 15,000. Yards for Barry Sanders, and he left early. Well, Adrian doesn't want to leave early, Adam. How about the fact that he's saying he wants to play for four more years? I love it when these guys who feel good, their bodies are still, you know, working for them. Tom Brady wants to play forever. Adrian wants to play till he's 40. Let him have it, right?
Yeah, assuming that they can get past COVID, absolutely. You know, COVID is destroying a lot of different things. So let's see if it interferes with the seasons of Adrian Peterson or Tom Brady, but I mean, the guy, Adrian Peterson, is a physical marvel and a freak. And I remember one of the times I did meet him, and anybody who's ever had this experience knows what I'm talking about. Shook my hand. I think, you know, my hand was in a cast for the next 8 weeks. Like, he literally just takes your hand and crunches it. And
worse than the jugs machine?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Not even close. Honestly, that Adrian Peterson is the most painful handshake that any person could ever not want to engage in.
Adam, we'll get you off here on this one. I saw something funny that was, you know, rolling around the internet. Ha ha, Clinton Dix. It seemed at his house. Yeah, he was riding a scooter. He's got two bears in his driveway. He pulls up and then runs the other way. So if you're in that situation, Shefty, I mean, what are you doing? What's your top speed running the other way? Are we talking Mike Mayock level 40 or John Ross?
Oh, we're talking speeds that I've never reached before in my life out of sheer panic and fear. Like, I would dial it up to a notch that I didn't even know that I had if I saw a bear like, haha, Clinton Dix in the street there last night. Like, you would see me, oh, yeah, no, I'd be really fast at that point in time. John Ross fast, yes, absolutely.
All right, good.
Boys, haven't you been to Yosemite? You're supposed to get big and say, hey, bear, you're supposed to get big, not run.
Yeah, I'd be out of there very quickly.
Yeah, I think, Adam, we're on the same page. But, Shefty, we always appreciate the time. The boys will be back next week to chat with you. As always, we love it, man. It's one of the best days of the year for us. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Thanks, man.
Hey, Brandon, Tim, Happy New Year. Have a great year, and we'll talk to you next June.
Yep, that sounds good. Have a good
summer.
Rest of the
all
year.
Right.
Exactly. Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. There he goes. Adam Schefter joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.